Processing, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent, Market Realty, Burton Chamber of Commerce, St. John's United Church of Christ, Lynn College, Quality Glass, Sands Town Catering, Dahman and Associates, Burton Home Builders, The Blue Bell Aquatic Center, DDM Pipe and Steel, J&J Packing, Larry Poppy Construction, BBR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, Kiki Egg Farm, Wellman Insurance, and Burton ISD. We'll go to your hosts, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki, for the pregame after these words from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
When your building project requires metal, DDM Pipe and Steel is your go-to place. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has decades of experience supplying contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers with metal products and tools. From angle iron, tubing, welding supplies, and steel roofs, you'll find it all in their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com. Their staff can answer your questions and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Harmel Electric says go Lady Panthers. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton volleyball team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers, keep on winning.
Go fight win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
Gentlemen, and we welcome you out to the Fayetteville High School gym, where tonight it's area round action in the high school volleyball playoffs between the Burton Panthers, or Burton Lady Panthers, and the Weimer Lady Cats. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And Daryl, these two teams, no strangers to each other, having played each other several years in a row now in the playoffs.
Yeah, we were talking our way up here. I was trying to guess. I know it's been at least 15 years in a row that they've played each other to move on. And, you know, both have winning traditions. Their coach has been here in Weimer for a long time. She hates to lose. We got a great coach in Blair that hates to lose. Very athletic team in that red over there. That sky's the limit for them. Here, you know, we played them twice this year in the Columbus tournament, and they won one match, and we beat them 2-1. And then we played them in Rice, and we beat them 2-0. So we should take care of business as long as we come out and stay focused, fundamentally sound with the serving, the passing the ball. The rest will take care of it. Weimer has some pretty big, tall girls out here. Cooper is their most athletic-looking one, and she's a senior. And she's been a four-year starter and can play the game really well. So, you know, they're going to have some hands up on the net. We're going to have to be smart and not hit straight into them. And it'll be a fun night.
Absolutely, and we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Wayne Clarence and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panther volleyball team. Known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Lady Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
All right, as we come back here to Fayetteville High School, Burton Lady Panthers, Weimer Lady Cats getting set to go at it. And I'm wondering now, because we're sitting down here like just barely above the court side, right in front of the glass here, and we've already seen a couple balls go up here in the stands. We might be in the danger zone here, Derek.
Yeah, see, that's Weimer hitting it. They can't control it. And so I got you when Burton hits from that left corner over there, when they hit a cross angle at us, I got you. Don't worry.
But, yeah, the Lady Panthers coming in this one. Now 37-9 on the season, 11-match winning streak. And I know when we talked to the girls after the game last, everybody is – one thing that I like is that they're all laid back and they're relaxed. There's no no nervousness going in. They're just happy to be playing with each other.
That's the great thing about these girls. They play together as a team. And anytime you're going to go where we want them to go, which is Garland, you have to play as a team. Your parents in the stands, you have to cheer for everybody and play as a team. And that's what I like. The dads, they got their colored shirts, the Hawaiian shirts, which I think is really neat that the dads have that as unity. But like we said last week, Paige, Aaron, Maya, and Taylor, your four seniors, they got a lead out there. The girl, our core is not freshmen anymore. They're sophomores. Then you got your juniors, which is your quarterback, Addie and them. And it's just a super exciting time to be a Burton Pantherette. I go back to the old schools. They laugh at me when I say Pantherette, but that's what they were. Now Lady Panthers, but they're relaxed. They're loose. That intimidation deal of that coach sitting on the other side is not there anymore. These girls know one thing. We're going to come out and kick your tail and make you like it. And that's the attitude you have to have when you're in the playoffs because, hey, it's win or go home.
Exactly. And we're going to take a look at how some of the other matchups are going on. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions, because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabriel Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Park Project.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team a successful playoff season.
And we welcome you back here to the Fayetteville High School gym. And we'll take a look at how some of the other playoff matchups have gone. The area round actually got underway last night. It was not a good night for some of the area teams as Salado swept the Grange 3-0. It was Nacogdoches Central Heights over Anderson Shiro 3-0. Clifton defeated Lexington 3-0. Schulenburg down Snook 3-0. And Chester swept Dimebox 3-0. Now coming up tonight, already underway, Fayetteville's taking on Hulda Seta. That one's over at Waller High School. Then starting same time we are at 6 o'clock, you got A&M Consolidated in Beaumont Westbrook over in Channelview, Montgomery and Port Nature's Grove at Kingwood Park, Round Top Carmine and Goodridge are playing over in Huntsville, and you got Richard and Nora Zulch at Madisonville. Then at 6:30, it's College Station in Barbers Hill. They're playing at Cy Falls. Lake Creek and Friendswood at New Canyon High School. And then Belleville and China Spring at Rockdale. And then also at 6:30, Sealy and Gateway College Prep at College Station. And Columbus and Marion at Gonzales. And then one that we're keeping our eye on, Iola and Evadale, they're playing tonight over at Livingston. So some good matchups there as we get set. And also the winner of this will take on the winner of Harper and Atwood Dulce. That'll be later on this week. We're thinking probably Thursday on that, and we'll keep an eye on that matchup as well. In the meantime, we've still got more to come here on the pregame as we're counting down to the start of the Lady Panthers and the Lady and the Weimer Lady Cats. And back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's Winter Mini-Mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. This November, stay fit and healthy by signing up for a water aerobics class. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 24th through the 26th. Admission is required, and please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
Burton Home Builders proudly supports the Burton Panthers. Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team and coaches on punching your ticket to the playoffs. Your hard work, hustle, and determination have paid off, and the entire community is behind you. With over a decade of experience in custom contracting, Burton Home Builders is ready to help turn your dream home into a reality. Stop by 9706 Highway 290 West or call to schedule your appointment. From everyone at Burton Home Builders, good luck in the playoffs, Panthers.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, as we come back here, and place is filling up quickly over here. You look on this Burton side over here, we got it just about completely full over here.
Yeah, they kind of, in Burton terms, they kind of pooped us because we're visitors, and we have our side already full because it's half the amount of bleachers that's on the other side. So I got a feeling that you might be seeing some or more of the red going and sitting on that other side to have a seat because it is packed. And that's what you want to see. Support these girls. They feed off of the energy of the crowd. We've all played. We've all heard the crowd. And I don't care what level you're at. When you hear people cheering for you, it makes you step up. It makes you play really, really well. And picks up your energy level that you want to sit there and, hey, I got people cheering for me. I'm fixing to show out just a little bit. I'm going to hit it a little bit harder. And when I block these girls, I'm watching Weimer warm up. And they're doing a lot of these little quick sets low to the net. That's the easiest to block as long as you're up there and you're ready. So, you know, I hate to tell them if that's what they're going to do, the way our girls get up and get their hand on the ball, Weimer's going to be in for a long night.
Yeah, and especially with the good height that we got, and you look along the front there with Huntsman and Lundbeck and both Lexi and Lazy.
And Natalie Hody, all of them are all long and lean and can jump. And that's what I like to see. That's why I call this the most athletic team that you're going to put on the floor. You know, you have to have quick feet. It isn't like in playing football, you have to cover a bunch of yards. Here, all that is, you're going to cover about 3 foot. And if you can move your feet quick enough and get 3 foot, you're going to pick up a lot of balls. And that's what we're going to have to do. I could see Weimer dinking the ball against us because I know this coach watched film, and we saw it last week when we got a little relaxed. We gave up some points. When I called that honey hole right there in the middle, they did a lot of tipping the ball over. Mm-hmm. That was it the third game, right?
Yeah.
The third game they did a bunch of tipping. So I'm going to bet you're going to see that here for the simple fact of she scouts.
Oh, yeah.
She's watched that film from our last game last week. But you know what? You still got to stop us.
That's true. And we got more to come here on the pregame. As we continue, we're counting down to the Lady Panthers and the Weimer Lady Cats. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Lady Burton Panther volleyball team.
specializing in residential custom homes, you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are especially proud of number 11, Natalie Hody, and wish all the girls and coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers, all the way!
Go Fight Win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, we are counting down to the start of tonight's area round playoff matchup. Doug Bradley, Darrell Kiki with you. And want to give our thanks to Coach Clint Yeager over here in Fayetteville for helping us get set up. And we've got prime location right here.
Yeah, we got the $1,000 seats. I hate to tell Tom... You know, I told him we would pay it, so I guess Tom's going to have to come up with a little bonus money to pay Yeager back for putting us out here in this right at the top of the seats here. And no, they got a very beautiful gym here, and they did it right. And you know, we're here. They're fixing to announce the players and get this baby started. And you're going to hear a lot of noise behind us. I like this, that our fans are behind us.
Yep.
These other games, we've been on the other side and hadn't got to be a part of our Red Sea.
There we
and,
go.
You know, if I had a bet, we got them outnumbered 2-1. And we still have, look at all the Reds standing in the outside there waiting to come in, but really don't have a place to sit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be a fun night. Addie Harmel's our quarterback, and they give her a good pass. She's going to put it up there, whether she takes it outside, quick in the middle, or backs it. Everything starts there, because I always told my daughter, if they give you a good pass, it's your fault if we don't get a kill. And that's the same thing I tell Addie. You know, she come by and give me a high five just a while ago. I'm proud of her. And this is going to be a fun night.
Absolutely. And let's pick up the start.
Number one, Tegan Gore.
Oh, the players, right?
Madden Henry. Three, Amaya Williams. Four, Paige Fritz. Five, Aaron Huntsman. Six, Taylor Gross. Seven, Kizzy Lundbeck. Eight, Tyler Hunger. Nine, Addison Harmel. 11, Natalie Hody. 13, Lacey Brazier. Number 14, Lexi Brazier. And 15, Madeline Dowling. Now for the home team, Weimer, Lady Wildcats. Number one, Olivia Nesta. Two, Nancy Soder. Three, Kylie Allheiser. Eight, Skyler Rose. Nine, Madison Lucky. Ten, Diane Booker. 11, Taylor Mishon. 12, Denia Cooper. 13, Daisy Granger. 14, Rockland Tolbert. 18, Jariah Sims. 31, Kylie Jean Joseph. And 34, Jaya Cook. At this time, we ask that you please rise for the playing of our national anthem.
Oh, can you see by
Set to go. We'll have our first serve after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullab, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Collier's to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
All right, and we are set to go here. Everybody taking their positions and being ready to go. And for Burton, it looks like it'll be Addison Harmel, Lexi Brazier, and Natalie Hody along the front, and then Lacey Brazier, Taylor Gross, and Paige Fritz in the back.
So Weimer's going to get the serve first. Number 18 is going to start it off.
That's Sims. Zariah Sims will be the first server of the ball game, and we're just about to get underway. And she gets that one over. Harmel settles for Hody. And now Weimer back on the other end. Going for Zariah Cooper. And I think you're talking about Darrell. Get the first goal of the game and the point for the Lady Cats.
She cut the ball hard to the right. Both our blockers come over blocking line. We'll be all right.
And next up by Sims. And Burton going in the corner. Lexi Brazier. She gets it over. Now going back to Cooper again. Another kill. And Burton hits that one out of bounds. And it's quickly 2-0 Weimer.
Cooper's the real deal. We just got to get one good pass here and let's put one down. Settle them nerves. We'll be all right.
And there goes the next serve from Sims. Harmel setting to Brazier. Brazier tried to dunk it over, but Weimer got it back across. Now going the other way. Harmel for Hody in the middle. And let's see.
It's out.
It is out. And it's going to be 3-0 Weimer. And Weimer off to a quick start here in the early going. And Sims with the serve. Rich. And Harmel tried to dunk that over, but Weimer was ready for it. And Cooper gets up top. And now Burton needs to get it back across the net there. Brazier does. And Cooper over to Lucky and back to Cooper.
Good block by Natalie.
Now working around to Brazier. And the kill was done. What? Okay, I'm lost here. What just Yeah. Does it look like it hit the ground there on Weimer's side? The Nosco is the libero, and we're getting the call on the line judge over.
Because the ball was definitely out on Weimer. Yeah, she got it right.
Okay, now they reverse the call.
That's a good call.
Yeah, well, now it's the correct call.
Yeah.
The previous one wasn't. And now they've got it right.
All right, Addy, let's go, baby.
And Harmon with the serve.
Nice.
And Oscar over to...
All right, free ball. Let's use it.
Cross. And in the corner, killing the corner there. Ryan Lacey Brazier, and that cuts it to a 3-2 game. Burton now just needs one here to tie it up. And Harmon with the serve. And sitting in the middle there, that is Cook. And Cook picked up the kill. And it's 4-2 Weimer.
All right, let's side it back out, Red. We're all right.
And served there by the Lady Cats. And tried to dunk it, and they say this from going out of bounds. Got it over to Cooper. She got it back across. Now going to the corner to Lexi Brazier. And four hits called against Burton. And now 5-2 Weimer.
Keep swinging. Let's go, girl.
And next serve by Lady Cats. And Burton. Blazer saved that one. That was heading towards the corner there. And Harmel got it across. And Cook gave it there.
Oh,
Lucky hits it into the net. Not so lucky on that one.
Yeah. Got it break.
And point for Burton. And so that'll break service. And Lady Panthers now with the ball. It's 5-3. Weimer with a 2-point lead as Lexi Brazier steps to the server's line.
Serve.
And going in the corner to Cook. Cook looking for the kill. Dug out by Burton. And over the other
one. Nice spot, Aaron.
Huntsman got it across.
All right, here we go. Let's put it down, Nat.
Well, Fritz to Harmo over to Hody. And Hody had a double block by Weimer. And back the other way. Burton got it back across. Now Nosco over to Booker. And now Burton the other way to Brazier. And
Lexi
got it over. And now setting. And Lacey that time got it back over. And Cook went for Jim. Now Lexi going for the goal.
Nice job.
Picked it up.
Good job.
The libero Nosco tried to get a hold of it and hit it in the end of the floor there. And so now it's a 1-point game. That was quite the back and forth there.
That's a lot of good defense, which you expect from these two teams.
And Brazier with a serve. Lexi Brazier with a serve. Now going for
good
Cook.
Block, Natalie.
And Weimer does give it across. Down Burton. Setting in the corner.
Good hit, Lex.
Lacey Brazier with the point there, and we're tied up 5-5.
See Weimer's strategy right now. They're sending that second ball over to Harmel, which is the setter, but they forget Paige was a setter for 2 years, and she can run that offense too.
Exactly. And now Weimer's setting, and the Duke get it over. There's Booker. Now Burton coming back the other way. And Huntsman got it over. And now going for Booker. And just past the back line. And Burton has its first lead of the match, 6-5.
Keep rolling, girls. Keep rolling. Lexi Brazier doing the serving.
Yeah, she's got four straight points here. Put Burton back in front and serves that one over. And Booker does just get that one.
Good thought, Addy, but just out.
And Burton hits that one out of bounds. So we're tied 6-6. And Nosco will head to the service line for the Weimer Lady Cats. She sends that one over Burton. Trying to get it back across. And Weimer now and gets it to Brazier. And
nice shot. Shoot.
And Lacey there gets it that time. And it's 7-6.
Lumbeck coming up front for us. Hody going back to serve.
And now Weimer in the corner there. Bogues got it over. Now back the other way. And Burton hits that one out of bounds. And we're tied 7-7. And some substitutions now for Weimer as Ramsey Tolbert checks in.
Got to make some ground up here while we got Cooper in the back.
And set by Cooper. And Burton, Lundbeck went for the kill, hit it too hard, but was out of bounds.
Get on top of it.
And so Weimer retakes the lead, 8-7. Here, this is the opening set. And that time, it was Cooper getting the ace there. That's now 9-7. By the way, don't forget, coming up, we'll be having election coverage later tonight with Joshua Bloschke on the BISD bond issues and where those stand. As Weimer sitting in the corner, Colbert got lower.
Burton
in the net. And it's now 10-7. Weimer with a three-point lead here.
Get one more. Got to start thinking about a timeout here.
And Cooper.
Good job.
That one passed the back arm. A little too hard on the serve there. Cuts it to 10-8.
Maya Williams coming up to the front row with Aaron Huntsman and Lumbeck.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
The Daryl Kiki family, along with Shada W. Show Pigs, are excited to see the Lady Panthers volleyball team back in the playoffs. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication. The Kiki family would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication in helping to build this great volleyball team. All of Burton is proud of you. The Kikis hope you'll join them cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Lady Panthers. Go Lady Panthers all the way to state.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available. That's Burton Meat Processing, 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Sorry about that, folks. We lost you there temporarily. We are back here at the Fayetteville High School gym. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you. And right now, Burton Lady Panthers trailing Weimer by one. Burton with a serve. And back goes Cook. And now Burton the other end, Lexi Brazier. And they're going to Tolbert. And hit it in the net. And Burton has come back to tie it up at 12-12.
Paige Fritz doing the serving for us.
And Fritz gets it across. And Weimer
it up.
Got it back now. Lexi Brazier. Out. Blocked and out of bounds. On Weimer. It'll be Burton retaking the lead. 13-12. We're in the first set. They play a best 3 out of 5. And Fritz with the serve. Going to Freeman Coleman.
We were in the net.
And Burton's called for in the net. And we're tied up 13-13.
Don't reach, girls. Just go up. Got Cooper back to the front row now.
And Zariah Sims to serve for Weimer. She gets that one over. Fritz dove for it and dug it out. Williams going for the kill. Nice save by Weimer.
All right, baby.
And falls inside the net. And the point for Burton to make it 14-13.
Right, Harmel coming back in to do the serving now. Got to get a hand on it to slow it down. They know they're going to go to Cooper.
And Harmel with the serve. Noska over to Lucky, and that time going to Cooper. And we call it there. Picks up the point. Just off 14-0.
Got to take your hat off to her on that. She took it down the line on that. We were blocking angle, and she took it down the line. That's a good volleyball player.
And next serve there by Sims. Or actually, that was lucky, rather. And out of bounds is going to be a point from Burton. A retake it, 15-14.
Huntsman coming back in the front row, and Lexi doing the serving.
Lexi, a sophomore. She and her sister, both multi-sport athletes.
All right, got a free ball here. Use it.
And Weimer does get it back over after the serve. And Brazier going for the kill. And Cook going for Booker. Got it over. And passed it back on. And it's 16-14 for Burton.
Timeout, Weimer.
And now Weimer wants a timeout. And so we'll take a look and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
More people are making improvements to their property than ever before. Whether they're adding a workshop, a barn, a storage shed, or a barnuminium, the number one choice is DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. Since 1996, folks in Texas have trusted the products and expertise of DDM Custom Metal Buildings. Their staff can answer your questions and take you from the design of your new metal building to its construction. From metal roofs to entire office buildings, DDM can do it all. See their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com.
And that's not a little too much on the serve there by Lexi Brazier. And so it'll be Weimer ball. We're back. And Burton Lee Weimer 16-15 here in the first set. And after the Weimer serve, Burton gets it over. Now looking in the middle for Cooper.
Good hands on it, Lacey.
And now they're going to set Cooper again. This time got it over. Harmel.
Boom!
Lacey Brazier showing her stuff and picks up the point to make it 17-15. Great kill shot there.
Yeah. Got Lumbeck back in the middle.
And good so there, they're going to send that one out of bounds. And another point, Burton now leads it 18-15.
Not a girl, Natalie. Give me to that 20, baby.
Going in the corner does Weimer and got it across. Now Burton coming back the other way. And
nice
Lacey
spot.
Just dunked it right in there, but dug out by Noska.
Wow.
And that one blocked it in the net. And so it's 18-16.
All right, girls, first time. Let's just shot them out.
And Cooper with a serve. Palmer over to Huntsman. And it just got it in. That was perfect placement there by Huntsman.
Perfect angle.
And now Lacey Brazier. And hit that one off the top of the net, but it did go over. And now Tolbert's
out.
Up.
All right.
It is out of bounds. And so Burton, Burton reaches the magic number of 20. So 20.
Weimer's taking a timeout again.
And so Weimer with their second timeout. We'll take it with him. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Kiki Eggs in Burton are proud supporters of the Burton volleyball team and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast of the Burton volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's farm fresh eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food market. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panther volleyball team. Known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Lady Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, we're coming back here, and while we were away, Burton picked up another quick point. The lead is now 21-16 as Lacey Brazier goes in next. So that time hit the top of the net, and that'll be a point for Weimer. Makes it 21-17. And that'll be Taitlin Micken checking in for the Lady Cats to serve.
So, Red, we just got to side them out.
Yeah. To Lacey going in the corner for Lundbeck.
Good
point. Weimer went underneath the net and another point for Burton. And makes it 22-17. So Burton now needs just 3 points to pick up this win in this first set here.
Taylor coming in to serve. Keep setting Lundbeck high. They can't get over the top of her.
Yeah, served by Gross. Going in the corner to Cook, and that time point for Weimer. Make it 22-18. And served there by Rhodes. Burton looking for Williams. Might got it back over.
All right, free. Here we go.
And Fritz going in the corner.
Oh!
What's the book? Blows the boom there, and it's 23-18, Burton.
Atta boy, Lex.
Now there's 2 points away as Paige Fritz will go to serve. And let's see if she can put the kibosh on this first set. Yeah, sends that one over. And that time, Cook got it back across from Weimer. Now in the corner, Lexi Brazier. Dug out by Cooper. And over to Tolbert.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Gross. To Lacey. To Lexi. Lexi hitting the net. And that'll make it 23-19.
Need two, girls.
And Zariah Sims checking in for Weimer to serve once again. And Brazier lowers the boom there again, and it's 24-19. So just one more point needed for Burton to take this first set.
One time, Addie.
And it's Addison Harmel to serve. And she sends that one over to Noska. And a little
here
miscommunication
we go.
There, but they got it back over. Now Burton setting
it hey.
And Lacey Brady in the corner picked up the point. And Burton wins the first set 25-19, your final score. And so Burton leads the match now 1-0. And just as a reminder, hey, volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Championships November 20th through the 22nd at the Curtis Caldwell Center in Garland, where the best teams from all corners of the Lone Star State will battle it out on the court. For the latest updates and ticket information, head over to UILTexas.org/volleyball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/volleyball. And we'll be back with set number two after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
If you want to get a head start on Thanksgiving or Christmas meal planning, call Sandtown Catering at 277-5023 for all of your dinner needs. With a wide range of menu options, you can customize your holiday dinner exactly as you envision it. And Sandtown Catering will take care of everything. Call 277-5023 today. Sandtown Catering wishes the Burton volleyball team good luck in the playoffs, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Go Big Red!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Park Project.
All right, as we come back here, the team's switching sides now. But Burton winning the first set 25-19. Got off to a little bit of a rocky start there at the beginning, Darrell, but then they settled in and started playing their game.
Yeah, I think a little bit of nerves. I mean, last week wasn't near this many people. I just thought, look in that room in the back over there. There's 100 people standing behind the glass window because there's no place to sit. What a tremendous turnout for our Burton girls, and they feel that. They were looking in the stands in between this game and smiling. You know, they took care of business once they got rolling. Two Brazier girls hit the ball unbelievable this last part of this second game. And they're here to have fun now. That pressure is all on Weimer. If they let Burton come out here and they get a little bit more feeling of we're fixing to dominate you, which I think is going to happen, Weimer's not going to lay down and quit because that's what their coach is made of, but they can't compete with these athletes on this side.
And so kind of waiting to see what the holdup is.
One of their players, they were taping her hand or something over there.
Oh, okay.
Seemed like they could have done that through the timeout, right?
I would think so, yeah.
You know, I'd maybe call them and make them call another timeout because they didn't do that right. Maybe they ought to send it over here to us and we can make that call.
Yeah, at least charge them with one. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they'd have it wrapped the next time.
Yeah. Just waiting now for play to resume. And Burton will get the first serve this time. It'll be Addison Harmel.
Got Hody and the two Braziers up front.
And Fritz and Gross in the back.
Good start here. Free ball. Let's put it down. Put it down.
Get it over. Now setting for Lexi.
Atta girl.
Yeah, gets it in there. It's an early point. 1-0 to Burton here in set number two. And Hummel with the next serve. Going to Cooper. And Hummel sends it into Lacey Brazier. And that one hits off the basketball. It hit off one of the Wyman players, but it hit the basketball goal and slammed down. And so now 2-0 in favor of the Lady Panthers.
Natalie and Lexi got a hand on that ball from Cooper and slowed it down. And right now, Burton's feeling it. By Harmon.
Yep, as Sims hit it out of bounds, it's 3-0 Burton here in the early going.
Don't let up, girls. Go, Addie. Put it away, babe.
And Harmon ready. Time is called as Fritz comes over and says something to the referee. And not quite sure what bringing Coach Yeager from Fayetteville. He's the athletic director over here.
And it got quiet in here, like preacher up there from Armour, Pastor Glenn sitting there in his purple shirt. Looked like maybe they're waiting for him to pray or something.
And while we got a minute here, don't forget we've got election coverage coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Joshua Blaschke will be back at the studios with trying to find out the results tonight for the Brenham ISD bond, the two bond measures on the ballot. And we'll have that for you. He'll provide updates as we go along throughout the evening.
Use of whistles or artificial noise makers during the game. Thank you.
Ah, okay. It was a warning, no whistles or artificial noise makers during the game. And so here's Harmon with the next serve. And that one, Cook.
Brad Hustle.
And Burton.
As
Fitch got it back over. Lacey picked up the kill. How they kept that one from going out of bounds, I have no idea.
That's just a lot of hustle right there.
Exactly.
Back to that athletic ability, right?
And will to win. And Harmon gets it. That time hooked a little too much and went out of bounds, and that'll be the first point for Weimer. And Lee Madison lucky to serve.
Out.
And she hit it too hard. It's out of bounds. And another point for the Lady Panthers. Makes it 5-1 as Lexi Brazier goes to serve.
Huntsman coming up front with Hody and Lacey.
And Gross will take a seat. Brazier with the serve. Oh, and she hit into the net. And be a point for Weimer. Makes it a 5-2 match. Burton still, or 5-2 again. Burton still with a 3-point lead here. And Noska with a serve. And Brazier sends it across. Lexi, that is. And going for Rhodes, got it over. And now Harmel for Lacey.
And a Burton whistle there because she could play that.
They'll replay the point there.
That was just a reaction by Lacey when they blocked it right into her hands on the way out. Good pass.
And so now Burton, on that time, Hody went up and hit into the net. And that'll make it 5-3.
You're all right, Natalie. First one, babe. Keep swinging.
And Olivia Nosco ready for the next serve for Weimer. Harmel setting for Lacey. And Burton, good
four
ball.
Hits.
Got called for four hits. And makes it 5-4. So now Weimer's cut it to a 1-point lead.
We both knew they wasn't going to lay down, right?
Right. And Harlow over to Lexi. Got it over. Now Lexi back again. Good. And now sitting for Huntsman.
Good job, Aaron. Way to hit line.
With a good kill there. Makes it 6-4.
Madeline Henry coming in for the first time tonight. Natalie Hody doing the serving.
And that one out of bounds.
Can't give it to him, girl.
And makes it 6-5 now. And Hody will come out. Fritz will come back in.
Cooper in the back row right now.
And served there by Cooper. Henry goes up top, going for the kill. Cooper saves it. And now over to Colbert going for the kill. Burton back the other way there. Lacey Brady.
Nice. Set the ball out of here.
Picks it up. Makes it 7-5.
They were all flowing this way looking for the set here to this left side. And she does a beautiful back set to Lacey.
And Harmel will come out and the Maya Williams will check back in. And served there by Lacey Brazier.
Get up. Attaboy, Amaya.
Blocked by Williams. And another point for Burton. Makes it 8-5.
Atta girl.
And Lacey Brazier. Gets the running start and got that one over.
Attaboy, Madeline.
Over for Henry. And it's 9-5 in favor of Burton. And Mama wants a timeout, and we'll take it with him. And be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The Daryl Kiki family, along with Shaded W Show Pigs, are excited to see the Lady Panthers volleyball team back in the playoffs. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication. The Kiki family would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication in helping to build this great volleyball team. All of Burton is proud of you. The Kikis hope you'll join them cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Lady Panthers. Go Lady Panthers all the way to state.
Burton Home Builders proudly supports the Burton Panthers. Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team and coaches on punching your ticket to the playoffs. Your hard work, hustle, and determination have paid off, and the entire community is behind you. With over a decade of experience in custom contracting, Burton Home Builders is ready to help turn your dream home into a reality. Stop by 9706 Highway 290 West or call to schedule your appointment. From everyone at Burton Home Builders, good luck in the playoffs, Panthers.
All right, as we come back from break, Burton leading Weimer 9-5 here in set number two as Lacey Brazier with a serve. And we're
nice
going to
block.
A double block there by Henry and Huntsman. And going to get a whistle there against Burton. And there's going to be a point for Weimer. Got Burton to be in the net. And it takes down 9-6. And for Weimer, it'll be Taitlin Micken serving. And Burton in the middle.
Nice swing here.
And Huntsman gets the point. It's now 10-6. And Taylor Gross checks in, and Huntsman checks out. And Gross will go to the server's line. And back across goes Weimer, just to the over. And off of Gross, and that'll drop in for a point.
Gotta move them feet, girls. Here we go.
And 10-7. Served there by Skylar Rhodes for Weimer. They're working over to Lexi Brazier, going for the kill.
Nice
and
job.
She's gonna pick it up.
Good hustle by number nine.
That's Madison Lucky, and almost ended up in the side of the barrier here.
Paige doing the serving. Now we got Natalie back up front.
And served by Fritz. Working in the
corner. Nice block by it.
Getting up there on Taylor Cook. That's 12-7. Rich gets it over. Well, that time for Tolbert. Out. Tolbert hits it out of bounds, and point for, another point for Britton makes it 13-7. And Fritz with the serve. Going in the corner there for Cook, and Cook got it over for the point. And it's 13-8.
Didn't quite close that block enough. All right, girls, first one here. Here we go.
And so now Sims back in serving for Weimer. Lacey setting for Williams. Williams going for good. Dug out by Micken. She got it over.
Right, free ball here. Let's use it.
Now going for Lexi. And a little dunk shot. Cook over to Sims. And to Cooper. And Burton.
That awesome girl.
Got it over somehow. And back to Cooper. Cooper
nice hands.
Kill.
Now.
He's got a whistle. And a double hit on Burton.
Called a mile in the net. She kind of reached forward to try to block. Yeah. And hands went in when ball hit the top of the net, went into her hands.
And yeah, so 13-9. Burton still a 4-point lead. And Brazier got it back across. Now Cooper going for the kill. Fritch.
Get up.
Dug out by Hody, and now Lexi got it over. Cooper going for another kill and pick it up that time. And it's 13-10.
She's an athlete. She can jump.
She certainly can.
She can jump.
And Sims with the serve. Mercy to Henry. Got it over.
All right. That was two.
And called on Weimer there. It's 14-10.
Harmel coming back in to do the serving.
And Harmel. Burton with a 4-point lead here. Winning at 14-10. We're in the second set. In case you're just joining us, Burton won the first set 25-19.
Good block.
Cooper has it blocked on the end there by Lacey.
Good up by Grace.
And Grace tried to dive for it to keep it from going out of bounds. But no such luck. And it makes it 14-11.
Just a good spot.
Yeah. And next serve there by Weimer. And going for Lexi.
What a hit.
Kill. She had some power behind that one.
Yes, she did.
And 15-11. Going up for that spike and just right jammed it right back on him.
Lexi doing the serving. Huntsman come back in.
And served by Lexi Brazier. And a little dunk shot. And Burton. Fritch gets it back over.
Oh.
And that time.
It she saw that hole. Yeah.
And Lexi tried to do the best she could to cover that hole, and just drops in off her fingertips, and it's 15-12.
All right, one kill here.
And Noska with the serve. Working over to Huntsman. And Weimer got back across Fritch. Now setting
nice.
For Hody, and it's out of bounds. And that cuts it to a 2-point.
Call the touch.
Oh, okay. So it makes it 16-12, and the Weimer folks not happy with that one. And point for Burton makes it 16-12.
Let's go, Nat. Henry back up front.
And Hody with the serve. Working to Cooper.
Not a way to be there.
Now back the other way.
Nice spot in.
Huntsman picks up another kill, and it's 17-12.
Keep it up, Nat.
And she gets that one over Noska. Over to Cooper in the middle. And Lexi saves that one from going out of bounds.
Good job, girls.
Over. And instead, Weimer sends that one out of bounds, and it's 18-12. And Coach Machacek over in line. She just kind of hanging her head on that one. And back the other way. And Weimer going
up, Addy. And swing, Aaron.
Huntsman got it back across.
Out of the way.
Lacey Brady and Madeline Henry right there. And it's 19-12, Burton on the point.
I'm out, Weimer.
And Weimer will take another timeout. And we'll take a look and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, Burton leading 19-12. And that one
didn't miss it by much.
Out of bounds, and makes it a point for Weimer. And so it's on 19-13. And served by Cooper.
Nice swing, Henry.
And that'll make it 20-13. Burton now down to just needing 5 more points to take the second set. As
go Lacey.
Lacey Brazier goes to the server's line. She'll send that one across.
All right, Free, let's use it.
And Rhodes got it over. Now back the other way. Huntsman going for the kill.
Nice job.
He got it 21-13.
Body language is starting to speak on that other side, Doug.
Yeah. And Lacey Brazier with the next serve.
Oh,
that one didn't even make it back across. And it's 22-13. Burton now needing just 3 more points to take care of set number 2. And sitting there by Brazier. And getting it over was Rhodes. Back the other way to Williams going for the kill. Noska over
all right,
the road.
Free, here we go.
And Henry got it over. She hit that one.
Right idea, but just caught it too much.
And it's 22-14 now. And there's the next serve. Weimer going for
the block by Madeline.
Henry again showing her off her blocking prowess, and it's 23-14. And it's down to 2 as Taylor Gross checks back in to serve. And Gross gets that one across. Going to Rhodes in the corner, blocked out of bounds.
Turn them hands in, girls. Turn them in on that block.
And 23-15 now is a point for Weimer.
All right, side out two, babies.
And next serve for Rhodes.
Pass.
And him nice. Going for the kill.
Get out of here. Out of way, Matt.
Out of bounds. And it's 24-15. Burton needing 1 more point.
All right, Paige, let's go on and ace this one for the win.
That's a Paige Fritsch. Trying to put this one in the books for Burton. got that one over. Whatever. Setting for Tolbert.
That block by Nally Hody.
And that is blocking. And that is 25-15. Burton takes set number two, and they lead this match now 2-0. That means going to the third set, Burton wins one more, then moving on to the region semifinals. Weimer has to win in order to keep the match going, and we'll find out how it all transpires. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Lady Burton Panther volleyball team. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are especially proud of number 11, Natalie Hody, and wish all the girls and coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers, all the way! Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. This November, stay fit and healthy by signing up for a water aerobics class. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 24th through the 26th. Admission is required, and please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trollmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trollmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trollmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trollmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team a successful playoff season.
Parmo Electric says go Lady Panthers. Parmo Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton volleyball team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers, keep on winning.
All right, as we come back here to the Fayetteville High School Gymnasium, Doug Brandon, Darryl Kiki with you. And the Burton Lady Panthers is one set away. We're moving on to the region semifinals, which will be coming up later on this week. Facing either Harper or Agudolce. But first things first, got one more set that they got to take care of here against the Weimer Lady Cats. Burton won the first set 25-19, won the second set 25-15. In front of the packed house, literally a standing room only crowd.
Yeah, this is tremendous. I always say how proud I am of these Burton community and fans, and it's unbelievable to have this many people here in the standing room. The concession part, that's all full out there, and they can feel it just like our girls can feel it. And we talked off the air, the body language on the purple and gold is pretty much tells the whole story. I could see about a 25-10 here.
And first kill by Lexi Brazier in this set. There's 1-0 Burton. And going back to serve will be Addison Harmel. And Harmel hits that one to the net, and that'll even it at 1-1. And Madison Lucky will go to the server's line.
Don't take them light, girls. Put them away here when you got a chance. Finish them.
And Burton with a set.
Atta, baby.
He gets it over. It's 2-1.
That big honey hole in the middle, wide open.
And Lexi Brazier now going to the server's line.
Huntsman coming up front.
And that went over. And going to Cook. And that time, Cook picks up the point, and it's 2-2. And Olivia Nosko will go back to serve. Burton on the other end, going in the corner for Lacey Brady.
Nice play.
And that's off one of the Weimer girls and out of bounds. Makes it 3-2. Lady Panthers.
Henry coming back to the front. Hody doing the serving.
And Natalie Hody with the serve. Going to Cooper, who's been their go-to tonight for Weimer. And Henry got it back across. Setting that time for Lucky. Excuse me, that's for Rhodes, and it's out of bounds. And point for Weimer makes it a 3-3 tie.
Go Red.
And coming up here as Cooper sends that one over.
Good up, Paige. Good hustle.
Rich got it back across. And
all right, free. Here we go. Put it down, Madeline.
Harmel going to Henry.
Nice spot.
And just got his drop in there for a point, and it's 4-3. As I said, a few minutes here, we'll be going to Joshua Blosky for election night return, first batch of returns here. On the Brown ISD bond election. Meantime, Lacey Brazier getting set to serve for the Lady Panthers. And she gets that one over. Now working to Tolbert.
Good up, Paige.
Tolbert got it across, now back the other way, and Huntsman got it over for Burton.
Nice.
And that time Weimer just found an open hole in the Burton defense, dropped it in, and we're tied 4-4.
Cooper's a smart player. She saw that hole and shot it right over there.
And now Taylor Nickham is the serve. Going back the other way. Henry had that one blocked in the middle there by Rhodes and Cook. And Weimer now takes a 5-4 lead.
Keep swinging, Madeline. Keep swinging.
And Nick and Reddy with another serve. Got that one over. Brazier. Over to the other Brazier.
That way,
Aaron. Drops in for a point. And we're tied 5-5.
All right, Taylor, get us some.
And now Taylor Groves still coming to the service line.
Maya coming to the front.
And Taylor. Good
up.
Cook got that one back over for Weimer. And Williams got it over Burton. And going for Cook again. That one just dropped in.
Got a friendly roll on that net.
And it's 6-5 for Lady Cats. Here in set number three. And served there by Rhodes. Burton back the other way going to Lexi. And Tolbert hits it out of bounds, and we're tied 6-6.
Right, Lexi up front now.
Yeah, it's a Paige Fritsch now serving for Burton. And Fritsch. And over now, Weimer.
Point.
They couldn't get it back across. Miscommunication there. And it is 7-6, Burton. And Fritsch with the
serve. Paige.
And picks up the ace.
Atta, baby.
Lady Panthers. Okay, and Fritz sends that one across. And Cook will get that back over. Now Burton, Williams. And that one is going to be saved by Weimer. Cooper got it over.
All right, here we go.
And setting for Williams. And Cooper saves it again. And now Tolbert.
Never win. Never win.
And a whistle.
Atta, baby.
All right, and we're back here at the Fayetteville High School gym. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you. We're in set three. And Weimer just picked up another point. And right now it is Burton with a one-point lead, 12-11 over the Weimer Lady Cats, and Olivia Noska doing the serving.
Got to pick that intensity back up, girls. I know you can feel it, but you got to finish.
And that one out of bounds, and we're tied 12-12. And Gisele Smith wants a timeout. And so we'll take it with him. And be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullab, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available. That's Burton Meat Processing, 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, back with Gil. Here is Weimer knocked over the circle. Weimer and Burton gets the kill there. Melissa Gray's here in the corner. And Burton retakes the lead 13-12.
Hody doing the serving.
Burton now will see if they can go a little ground here. Build on the lead and serve.
All right, free ball here.
Cooper going to Rhodes, gets it over. Now the other way.
Nice spot.
And Emma just barely dunked it over and picked up the point.
Job, Madeline.
14-12, Burton.
Come on, Nat. Keep it up, babe. Atta girl.
Yeah, that one a big kill there from Skylar Rhodes. There's a 14-13.
So much for Darryl thinking they're going to lay down, right, Doug? I should have kept my mouth shut, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay. We're still all right, Doug.
Yeah, we're in good shape. And what's that in the corner? And Henry. And
point.
And point for Burton. This is 15-13. And I say one of the Weimer coaches touched, or one of the Weimer players touched it, and their coach met. Off the bench, they're not too happy with that. So Burton with a 15-13 lead here in set number three. And there's the serve by
Mason. Nice
serve. Picks up the ace, and it's 16-13.
Got that happy roll on that net.
Yeah, that one by Lacey Burton.
Get up.
Going over to Rhodes. That one rolled off the net. Now Burton going for Lexi Brazier. Got it back over. And now setting for Rhodes. Rhodes going for the kill. And Burton hitting the knee to net that time. And 16-14. Burton lead back down to two. With Micken coming back in to serve for Weimer. Williams over to Lacey and to Henry. That one blocked by Rhodes. And they kept it right back down to a one-point game, 16-15.
Hey, way to swing. Madeline now cut it around it. Tall girl, big girl can get up there, get the hands up there.
She certainly is. And looking over to Williams. And
good spot, Aaron.
And Huffman got that over, picked up the kill, and it's 17-15. And Gross coming in, Huntsman coming out. Gross will head to the service.
Go, Taylor. Got Lex back up front. Now let's finish this thing.
And serves in. Going for Rhodes. And
blocked by Henry.
Henry doing a good job in the middle here. And that time off of Lacey and falls in. And be a point for Weimer. Makes it 17-16. Burton still with a one-point lead. And served by Rhodes. And that time Cook got it back over. Now Tolbert and Williams going for Lexi. And that one out of bounds. And we're going to be tied 17-17.
All right, Lex, get on top of this ball. Kill it. Take it down that line.
And a serve by Rhodes. Sending in the corner for Lexi Brazier.
Nice. Well, just go ahead and tip it. Yep. Whatever you want to do.
That's a nice tip shot in there. It's 18-17.
Page doing the serving.
And served by Fritz. Going for Cook. And now Fritz. Sending for Williams going for the kill. And then back the other way.
All right, free. Here we go.
And going for Williams. Williams got it back over. Micken. Now going to Tolbert again.
Now let's put it down.
And setting for Lexi.
Come on over here.
Hit out of, hit off of Weimer and out of bounds. And it's 19-17.
Good hustle by the Libera number one. Noshka. Keep it up, Paige. Keep it up.
And next serve there by Fritz. Setting it for Cook. Put that one up and in, and it's 19-18.
You've seen that honey hole, too.
Yep.
Doug, we got my girl from New York listening to us yank.
Oh, okay.
She's coming down to see us. On Wednesday, tomorrow.
Okay. And that one sent over to Williams. And now Cooper back on the
good.
Oh, that's good. And we're tied up 19-19.
Paige tried a bicycle kick that one over.
And that one is served. And Cooper going for the kill. And
he got it.
Going to 19. And so with the timeout on the court, we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
If you want to get a head start on Thanksgiving or Christmas meal planning, call Sandtown Catering at 277-5023 for all of your dinner needs. With a wide range of menu options, you can customize your holiday dinner exactly as you envision it. And Sandtown Catering will take care of everything. Call 277-5023 today. Sandtown Catering wishes the Burton Volleyball Team good luck in the playoffs, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Go Big Red!
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
And back to come as Natalie Hody picked up the kill. We're tied 20-20. And Burton needs 5 points to wrap this match up.
Come on, Addie.
Weimer, 5 points, and we go on to a fourth set.
Out
of bounds. Good serve there by Armo. And it's 21-20. Four points away now. And Harmo with the serve.
Get up there.
Setting for Cooper.
Not a baby net. Natalie Hody with that block.
And it's 22-20. And now Weimer wants a timeout. This time, though, we're just going to stick here because we don't want to miss nothing.
Yeah.
We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here, but Burton.
That was a big block by Natalie Hody.
Absolutely. Now just three, just got to come up with 3 more points to take this one. And tell you what, this has been quite the battle here in this third set.
We don't have that same intensity, Doug, that we had in those first 2 games. I can see why that they didn't come out with the same thing because they had the same feeling I did that, hey, the heads were hanging over here on this side. We're just going to have to go through the motions and we can put this game away. It's Weimer.
Yeah.
And we need three to move on, 1 point at a time. Got Hody and the two Brazier twins up front. Harmel doing the serving.
And it's the next serve. And Cooper goes out there. And it is out. And point for Burton, 23-20.
She had the right idea. She cut it hard to the right around Natalie's block, but it cut it out.
2 points away. And there's the serve. And
touch.
That time Cook got it over for Weimer. Going for Lexi Brazier. A little dunk shot. And Cook got it back. Cook got it back over to point for Weimer.
Got a hit, girls. Keep swinging. Finish this thing.
23-21. Here in shot number three. And next serve. Lexi Brazier.
Got it, baby. One more time.
24-21.
The fans are getting up.
And
got a timeout on Weimer. She don't want to take this one home with her.
And so Weimer will take another timeout. We're just going to keep it right here. And of course, coming up during the post game, we'll hear from Coach Blair Smith and pick out some players that come join us as well. So stay with us. Don't forget, we'll have more election night coverage from Joshua Blaschke back at the studio. And meantime, Burton leading here in this third set, 24-21. Burton won the first set 25-19, won the second set 25-15, and just 1 point away from moving on to the region semifinals. And served by Lexi Brazier. Cooper. And they sent it back to Cooper. And,
all right, finish this here.
Rich.
Oh,
the Husker and Husker hitting the net. And it's 24-22.
That's all right. One pass here, one kill.
And Noska back to serve for Weimer. Noska gets it over. Fritsch. Harmel. And that one in the middle. Now Burton got to get it back over. And that one out of bounds. And it's 24-23.
They won't quit.
Nope. You got to give it to them on that part. Coming down to the wire here.
You think you can see Lacey Brazier finish this thing right here.
And Noska with the serve, Fritsch. And they're setting for Huntsman. And now Fritsch to Lacey Brazier, got it over. Noska, over to Rhodes.
All right, here we go.
And now setting for Lexi Brazier.
Boom!
Yeah, there it is! And Burton wins it, 25-23. They take the match 3-0. But, you know, that was not easy at all.
No, but it's not all bad for us to have a little bit of push there.
Yeah.
Because the next games should only get stronger. But that's a heck of a team over here in Weimer. Just too athletic on that red and black side over there.
Boy, what a great outing. So Burton wins it 3-0, and that'll take us to the postgame show, and we'll have the postgame after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's winter mini-mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
When your building project requires metal, DDM Pipe & Seal is your go-to place. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe & Seal has decades of experience supplying contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers with metal products and tools. From angle iron, tubing, welding supplies, and seal roofs, you'll find it all in their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com. Their staff can answer your questions and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe & Seal. Personal attention for your next project.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Park Project.
Yep. All right, as we come back here and the happy total board for the Burton Lady Panthers. They are your area champions, 25-19, 25-15, 25-23. And now they get the presentation with the championship banner. And just a great job by these young ladies again tonight. Faced with a much tougher opponent than in the first round. And had a little adversity, but they were able to battle through it and really show their stuff tonight.
Yeah, you know, they came out and took care of business. They just didn't, the intensity wasn't there the third game that they needed to have to finish it and that they're going to have when we play another team that is up here and stuff. Weimer's here, but we're going to play some teams that are up here. We're going to have that intensity at the beginning of the game and carry it through all the games. But, hey, it doesn't hurt to get pushed a little bit. You know, I ran my mouth that I thought they were going to lay down. I should have known better. It's Weimer. That coach over there, she's tremendous. She is one of those that hates to lose, yeah. Knows the game. Her kids play hard. They didn't quit and everything, which they could have easily done. But, once again, our girls just did everything they needed to do. What we needed them to do to have fun. And Coach Smith is coming up here to talk to you a little bit.
Yep.
And
let's see if we can get that to stretch down.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And contrast with McDade, it's a lot tougher matchup here this evening.
Yeah, no, it definitely was a very different speed of game, different level of play. I think we were expecting that. It's always hard to prepare for those kinds of things when those are the matches you're playing beforehand. But I thought the girls did a great job of adjusting right away.
Yeah, and after y'all got those first two sets under done, and then that third set, that was ended up being quite the battle there.
Right, yeah. It stayed neck and neck pretty much the whole time. We've talked all season about how kind of finishing those third sets is something we've struggled with. And we talked in the huddle beforehand. I mean, we can say it as much as we want to. Don't let up. Kind of not letting them come back. However, it's doing it is what matters. And I thought they did a good job of kind of playing calm. I didn't think they were frantic when Weimer was kind of challenging them in those longer rallies or kind of scoring some points. We know they're going to score points. They're a good team. All we can do is reset and get the next one. I thought the girls did a good job of that.
Yeah, and now coming up next round, either Harper or Agua Dulce. Yes. What can you tell us about those two teams?
I think they're going to be decent level. I mean, they've made it this far. They made the playoffs. They're gonna one of them's going to make it to the third round. I think just kind of we're going game by game, resetting, finding film, finding figuring something out about those teams, and kind of analyzing what they do best, and then playing to our strengths as well. I think they'll be good teams that we'll have to work for the wins.
All right, Coach, thanks again for joining us.
And of course, thank
I think
you.
We've got some of the girls coming up here as well. And they're right behind me. Okay, we got Addison Harmel here. And Addison, congratulations on this big win here tonight.
Thank you.
And definitely not an easy one this time around.
No, sir. Yeah. Yeah, we had to fight for it a little bit more than we're used to. Yeah.
Yeah. And y'all were familiar with Weimer. Y'all had played them a couple times earlier in the season. And did that kind of help prepare y'all for seeing them this time around?
Yeah, I think so. Because we had more film to watch on them than we've had on any other team we've played. So that was pretty nice. Just knowing them, knowing their team, knowing what they usually do is pretty nice to know.
Yeah, and they kind of came out at the start of the first set there and kind of got a little bit of a lead there. Mm-hmm. And then it was like once y'all were able to find your groove, then y'all were able to take care of business.
Yeah, it definitely took us a little warm up a little bit, but eventually we found it and we found what works for us against this team. So,
And how about this crowd here tonight? I mean, these stands were just absolutely packed, and as players, that had to make y'all feel good.
Yeah, it was definitely good to have the crowd on our side, because usually the crowd impacts the environment and impacts the energy on the court. So it was nice that they had energy with us too.
All right, Addison, congratulations on the
win.
And look
Thank
forward
you.
To seeing y'all again in the next round. All right, and we got Lexi Brazier coming in now. And Lexi, big win for y'all here tonight. Congratulations on moving on to the region semifinals now.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and this was quite the battle with Weimer. I was talking with Addison a little bit. Y'all had actually played him a couple times already back in tournament play. And so you did kind of go out there knowing a little bit of what to expect, didn't you?
Yes, sir. So we came out here. We knew, like, we had played them, like, 3 times. We had lost that a couple times. But we just came out here. We had film, just ready for anything. We knew it was going to be a tougher match because from our district going into this, our first round wasn't too much, but just going from the next to this next level, it shows us what we could do.
Yeah, and of course getting to go on this journey in the playoffs, and I know getting to do it with your sister too, I know has to probably mean quite a lot.
Yes, it's very comforting having her next to me. I know that if I'm struggling, I can get her the ball, or we can get her the ball, and she's able to put it down, and vice versa. She's just always there supporting me. Even if I'm down or she's down, we're able to pick each other up.
Yeah, and this team is just it's amazing just the amount of depth y'all have because, I mean, just up and down the lineup, no matter who coach can put in, everybody's able to contribute.
Yes. In practice, we're always competing, very high level of competition, always having fun with it, though.
All right. Well, Lexi, thanks for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing y'all again in the next round.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And now we got Lacey Brazier joining us. And, Lacey, congratulations on the big win here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Weimer is a team that y'all had seen earlier before in tournament play back at the towards the beginning of the season. So, from what I understand from Coach, y'all had a chance to study a little bit on that before the game tonight.
Yeah, we watched a lot of film, and we just, like, try to, like, find holes so we would know, like, how to score.
Yeah, and it was a tough back and forth, especially that last set. I mean, y'all were able to finally pull that one out, but I mean that was just seesaw nip and tuck back and forth, and I imagine your hearts had to be racing out there on the court.
But just staying composed in those moments is really what helps you finish the game, and just knowing that knowing your team's capabilities and just to be able to finish the match.
Yeah, and now y'all get to move on to the region semifinals a little bit later on this week, and one step closer making that trip to Garland.
Mm-hmm. I know it's really exciting, and we're just going to play our hardest.
And how about this fan support? The stands were just absolutely packed here tonight. I know for players, that had to make y'all feel good out there.
Oh, yeah. It definitely makes us more hype and, like, focus into the game. Like, it just gives you better feelings.
All right. Well, Lacey, thanks for joining us. Look forward to seeing y'all in the next round.
Thank you.
All righty. And we'll go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more here on the postgame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panther volleyball team. Known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Lady Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, and hey, volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Championships November 20th through the 22nd at the Curtis Caldwell Center in Garland, where the best teams from all corners of the Lone Star State will battle it out on the court. For the latest updates and ticket information, head on over to UILTexas.org/volleyball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/volleyball. Well, Darrell, a big win here for the Burton Lady Panthers tonight, and our crowd can go home happy.
Yeah, but they don't want to leave. Just like I tell you, after all of our games, just look over here. Yep. How all the parents, and we've got a bunch of people that Jill Marsham, Jill Harmel, I still call her a Harmel. They go to Weimer, but they're here supporting Addie. And Pastor Glenn and Dottie, they had to go sit on the Weimer side, but his heart was all red. Yeah. And, you know, it's great to see this many people supporting. As I heard you ask the girls, and they understand that. They feed off of that. We're going to have to just get, every game's going to have to get louder. We're going to go play probably at bigger gyms. You know, we're going to have to probably be a 2-hour road trip this next next one to whichever one we go, but it doesn't matter. Just keep winning and keep that intensity. That's what I told the three girls. The last thing I told them when I hugged them and told them congrats, don't be satisfied. Stay hungry. You got to stay hungry because the opponents probably are going to get a little better. You're not going to face a more fundamentally sound team than in a team that's not going to quit like this Weimer team. I really think they're going to roll through Harper. And long as we don't look too far ahead to Iola, you got to set your sights on that game being the game that's going to take us to Garland. But you can't look past these other ones, because if you look past them, being boastful and watching these girls grow, I can say full-hearted that these girls can be cocky they can come into a game and know that, hey, by the time this night's over with, if you want to take us four, we'll go four. If you want to take us five, we'll play you five. We're still going to win and stuff. But they still have that. That's that. You have to have that little chip on your shoulder when you're a really good team. And this is, I'll say it 100 times, the most athletic team that I've seen in a long time. I don't care what stage, what category, whether it's 1A through 6A, I'll put these girls against anybody. And great job tonight on keeping battling and doing some things. You know, they wasn't totally on. They were a little flat at the beginning of the game and then that third game. But in between, oh, my. Good stuff. Did Lex and them hit the ball hard? We blocked. We got our hands. Cooper is a great ball player. She's a smart ball player. But we got our hands and slowed the ball down so somebody could get it. And that's huge. So very proud of them. Ready to go see my little grandson over there and give him a hug. Good night. And great game, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsors. We'll see what Thursday brings us,
yep.
And we'll be ready to roll.
And speaking of our sponsors, we got one more break to get in, and so let's send you back to the studios and hear the final 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Everyone at Kiki Eggs in Burton are proud supporters of the Burton volleyball team and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast of the Burton volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food market. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
Call Your Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
Go fight win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
All right, as we come back here one last time to Fayetteville, and once again, I want to thank Coach Clint Yeager for helping us get set up over here tonight and all the hospitality they've shown us. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in, and a big thank you to our sponsors who, of course, made the broadcast possible, and also thanks to Sandy for another great job on the boards back there. And for Daryl Keekin to my right, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Broadcast of the Burton Lady Panther volleyball game was brought to you by Burton Friends and Neighbors, Carmel Electric, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, Burton Meat Processing, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent, Market Realty, Burton Chamber of Commerce, St. John's United Church of Christ, Glenn College, Quality Glass, Sandtown Catering, Dahman and Associates, Burton Home Builders, the Blue Bell Aquatic Center, DDM Pipe and Steel, J&J Packing, Larry Poppy Construction, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, Kiki Egg Farm, Wellman Insurance, and Burton ISD. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.